This is Skylar Madison. Welcome to Meditation Made Easy. I'm delighted you have chosen to have a meditation practice. I'd like to begin by offering a brief explanation on what is meditation. Meditation is like a fourth state of consciousness. Once you get into it, you will see it's not like being awake or asleep. It's something in between. What I mean by this is that you are aware, but not thinking. This is also known as the alpha state through which we normally pass on our way to becoming and being asleep. Sometimes when I meditate, I feel as if I have fallen asleep. This is because one can move from the alpha into a sleep state such as delta or theta and actually be asleep. The idea is to remain in alpha. Research has demonstrated that it's very healing and beneficial to spend time in the alpha state in meditation. Studies have been done that meditation practice can over time actually generate new brain cells in the part of the brain that registers happiness and the capacity for feeling and experiencing compassion. People who meditate regularly have demonstrated an increased resiliency to stress and a capacity to heal faster and have greater health and well-being in general. I personally have benefited enormously from meditation. For me, it's the single most important thing or aspect of my day. I meditate before I go to sleep, and oftentimes go to sleep after meditation only to wake up with the solution to a problem or a really great thought upon awakening in the morning. The simple definition of meditation is to be in a state of being aware without thinking. Ultimately, meditation helps to train the brain and the mind. It's one of the steps of the eight limbs of yoga that leads to yoga, which is a state that is considered to be more enlightened and aware and having a greater capacity for mindfulness during the waking state. The meditation practice that I do begins with breathing or pranayama that I learned from my teachers who developed transformation meditation. Once we are in the meditative state, you use a mantra to fixate the attention or the mind. This is what is known as creating one-pointed focus. By focusing the attention on the mantra, you're doing two things: quieting down the mind and creating yoga, a cessation of the modification of pure consciousness as the mind. More simply put, emerging with a pure space of consciousness that is free of thoughts. So you begin sitting in an upright position, preferably with your legs crossed, yogi style, with your thumb wrapped around the index finger and the palms facing either up or down. And when you meditate, I'm sure you're going to feel as if you are experiencing something that feels quite blissful.